Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a very special Four Friends in a Bottle. Of course, you know me. I am your host, Velo, with the motherfucking most below. And joining me, as always, the beautiful Tiffany K.
Hey.
Metal Man Randy Savage.
What's up?
Eric 300.
Hey, what's up?
And Slick Rick.
You know me, baby. Glad to be here.
This is a very special episode for us.
Yes.
This is our 1 year
anniversary.
And we've already drank a bottle of peach.
Who would have thought?
If you didn't already know.
Who would have thought one whole year?
A whole goddamn year. We started this shit a year ago, and we're still going strong.
Our baby is walking.
It really is. And it's a fucking accomplishment. So
and we're going good.
Yeah, man. It's fucking awesome. And this is our anniversary. April 16th. This is it, man.
Yeah, baby.
This is what we're doing.
I've had more anniversaries with a podcast than I have a woman.
Stop.
Hey, you know, the podcast, is a sensitive woman right now.
Is that because there was a couple of dudes in there? I doubt it.
It's all you guys.
I feel so loved.
But yep, you got the OG crew right now, man. This is the crew that started it all, that we started this journey on, that we just kind of just jumped to and just like said, fuck it. Let's
fell in love.
Let's do a podcast.
Wanted to stay in bed with it.
Good people.
Yeah, good friends. People, good times.
Yeah. Every time we got drunk, I was like,
No, and to me, you know, Vincent and Randy, I've known you guys for a long time. Now I know Tiffany and I know Eric here.
Yep, we've known, man. Me and Vinny will be celebrating our 3 year anniversary. So I've known you guys almost 3 years. I've known Eric for like 12 years.
Yeah.
So it's like all opposite. Like you've known each other forever. I've known Eric for like ever.
Probably right. Closer to 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Then, you know, and here we are. Now we got our own studio, motherfuckers.
You know, a year later,
Motherfucker, man.
Motherfucker, man.
Many times of passing out on floors, tables, chairs, you name it, in the past year.
Porches.
Many, many bottles.
Yeah. So, like, you know, we're going to take the time and just we're just going to talk about podcast and, you know, what it means to us to be able to make it this far and not quit. Because, like, you know, podcasting is kind of hard. It's a consistent type of deal. Yeah.
It's time consuming,
and then everything behind the
brain
scenes.
Brain power. You do all of our editing for everything. Us.
So it's like, we're going to take the time and just say thank you and just talk about what the podcast means to us, how far we've gone, and, you know, like, get your inputs, like, ups and downs. You know, yes, it's a humor podcast.
It is.
You know, we don't necessarily do always topics.
I mean, we've had our serious episodes and we think. Now, I really want to play How Far We've Come by Rob Thomas, the song.
No.
How far we've come.
No Matchbox 20.
No, we're going to have to play Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
By Journey, because it's the world's famous song. Remember
and
that.
It was the last song in The Sopranos.
Right. So we're going to go around and we're just going to talk about the podcast and what it means to you and what was your favorite episodes. You know, like my favorite episode.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Favorite episode was Bad Restaurant Reviews.
Yeah.
Bad Restaurant Reviews. I remember that.
Hilarious.
That's one of mine, too.
It was the funniest episode I think we've ever done.
I'd be kind of biased on which one's my favorite.
Yeah.
I think I have my favorite.
My son was featured on one kind of.
Aww.
Red Hot Chili Pepper.
Yes.
Yes.
That's one of mine, too.
Yes.
That's a good one. That was a funny one.
One of my favorites was Along Came a Spider. Every time Thompson said something, I made it into sexual innuendo. And I was literally crying laughing because everything he said, I was like, yeah, me too. That's what she said. And it went on for like 15 minutes and I was crying laughing. And we also had a spider on the show.
Yeah, and that's the title.
We have a Long Game of Spider.
So like those of you that don't know the origin, like it's called a Long Come a Spider. I mean, it kind of like named itself because as we were recording.
Along Came a Spider.
A spider. Came from the ceiling down in front of El Papi. We called him Daddy.
He was
on the show.
And he was trying to tell a serious fucking story.
And it came down in front of everybody. Yep. And there was a spider on his web.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's how the title of the show came.
And then I ruined his serious story.
Yep. He was trying to get serious, too.
Yeah, he did.
I fucked that up.
But yeah,
but it was funny because who could have, like, a spider came down.
That's
like,
so. That's
it was like the title itself reaction. Came into
literally.
Our lives.
He was like, "What are you guys doing? I want to be in a podcast."
Right, you know, and like
you want it in.
You know, our podcast is adult humor.
Yes,
you know, we sit around. We're all in our fucking 30s, 40s.
Can be vulgar. 50s,
whatever. You know, and, you know.
57, we, buddy.
57, whatever.
Uncle 57, my like, bad. Stop it.
But no, like, we've come a long way from sitting at a little table, inviting random people inside to come talk.
Yeah.
Literally random people inside the talk.
We're sitting here, you know, all together. This is the OG cast. You know, this is what started it all. This is what pushed it all.
Oh, one well, and then I think, from my point of view, when you four, because it was you four that kind of started. It was him that kind of started it, and then you got the control board and all the other things. And I think we did like,
and then Vinny really started
we just did
it.
Like one recording, and then it was like magic.
Yeah, I remember when Vinny first started getting the stuff together and we had the little, I remember when the kids were on it, his kids were on it.
Yes.
But before that, me, Eric, and Vinny were sitting at the table and we would just sit there just.
That little card table.
We would just get drunk and Eric was like, we're funny. I should record us. And he would record us on our phone and then because Eric.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
You know Eric, he's like, he loves. Listening to things, writing things down, it's just Eric. And he would listen to it the next day, and he'd be like, we're fucking funny.
Yeah.
We're fucking funny.
Oh, I mean,
and
it's
then
like,
he'd send me clips, and then it started also, he has a drunk Tiffany folder, and that just all came into it. And
yeah,
it was just like, and then he started talking to Randy, like, I'm thinking about starting a podcast. And I'm like, we, instead of recording on Eric's phone all the time, taping up all his memories.
Well, that's
memory.
Like, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good, though.
That's the second part of it. Cause, like, I remember me, Randy, Uncle Rick, my mom, we were chilling at my house and Randy was talking about podcasting. He's like, dude, we're funny as fuck, man. And this is prior to Eric. Yeah.
And he listens to a lot of podcasts.
And
he
listens
knows.
To a lot of podcasts, he you know, knows. Conspiracy theories, whatever. Whatever Fultz is fancy.
He's a flat earther.
He's a flat earther.
He believes the earth's flat.
You just made half the world hate him.
Oh, that Randy Metal Man.
Fuck that, dude. I like when he's not on the show.
But no, that's where it kind of like snowballs. Like after like me, Eric, and Tiff, we would sit down after work on Saturdays. We'd just bullshit, whatever, have fun. Eric would set up his phone and just record because he likes to have memories.
Eric's a memory guy. Eric
you
is.
Know, he likes to collect memories. Yep. And like, dude, this was funny. This is what we did. And then Randy comes along, like, dude, we're sitting there bullshitting, having fun, making jokes. And, you know, Randy's like, dude, we
having
should make a podcast.
Fun making jokes.
And then it all came together.
And then Vinny was like, look what I can do. And then started buying shit. And I'm like, hold up, Vinny. And then he's like, no, we're doing this.
And that's how it starts. Like, you know, you start thinking about it. Like, I really wanted to do it. With Randy, because like me and Randy share kind of like different, like same.
You guys grew up together, man. You
know? Y'all are fucking.
I thought it would
together.
Be fun. I was like, you know what? It'd be pretty cool to do something with Randy, and that's like where I kind of like started looking into more shit, looking in and like, okay, how do you podcast? What are the things that you need? Yeah, what are the things you need? And I started researching, and I looked it up, and then I started finding things.
Then all of a sudden, shit started showing up to his house, and I'm like, Vinny,
and then
what'd you buy?
One day, I was like, we're going to start a podcast.
What'd you get today, Vinny?
Oh, literally, it's all the time.
I got a mixboard.
Right. I'm like, what'd you get? And I was like, how much did it cost? He's a good, it doesn't matter.
And I was super excited, too, because I'd be like texting everybody like, hey, we're about to do a podcast.
Yeah, like
hey, we're about to do a podcast. Randy, we're about to do a podcast.
Pedal.
And it's, yeah, really.
Or a fucking app or a new guitar.
And it was like, you know, and then that's how that formed, you know, and a lot of money, obviously.
A lot of money.
You know, like our podcast, we fund ourselves.
Yes. Independently.
Yeah. We.
That means nobody can cancel us.
Yeah. You can't cancel us yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is. There'll never be
a. And we're
yet.
Still trying to get sponsored by Crown Royal.
Come on, Crown.
You got this. Look at, we literally spent all our hard-earned cash on your liquor.
Peach, apple, blueberry, raspberry.
But yeah, so that's pretty much how we started off with the podcast. Just to be funny, you know, like there's so much shit in the world that is so fucking negative.
Yeah.
So fucking down. You watch the news, it's downing.
That's it.
You know, just like my strip club downies.
Stop.
You know, so down.
Yeah.
But, you know, we wanted to, you know, be able to like sit there and
put a little light in your life.
Just a little bit. Just a crack a smile.
Kind of vent.
You know, it might be stupid. You might not like it. You might like it.
Oh, you might be offended, but we don't try to offend anyone. Like I said, we hate everyone equally.
Yes, there's,
but
there's
no, episodes. We don't. We love everyone, whether no matter what you are. If we do crack a joke,
there's episodes.
It's because we love
everybody
you.
Everybody will love.
If we crack a joke, right. That means we love you. You know how many jokes there are about me, Uncle Rick,
my Lord,
Vinny, Eric.
My
we all
Lord.
Have something that someone Randy. Doesn't like. I mean, have you met Randy?
I love fucking going after Randy because it's just funny because like I love watching him laugh.
Right, I'm a spontaneous jokester.
What do you mean my pants are baggy?
Like that one episode, he was like, I lost a lot of weight. You're like, where? You're fucking with him about his weight.
I remember that. He got defensive too.
You're so mean.
Like, that's so funny. Where?
But you know, like
it's all fun.
It's all fun and games, man. That's all we wanted to do. You know, it's comedy, humor. It's adult humor.
Yeah.
You know, this is not meant for fucking
it's topical.
You know, a 12-year-old.
No, we right. do talk about topics.
Exactly. But it's also
every
like,
now and then we do.
We are informative. It's, we are informative. Yeah. We have had serious shows. We had Mindy's cancer show.
Yeah.
It was not humor. I mean, we cracked a few jokes during it, but Mindy's that kind of person that likes to laugh too.
Yeah.
But like it was headlines. Mostly serious.
Yeah. All right. And me, Brandon and Randy have hemorrhoids from hell.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
But you we know.
Surprised I don't.
We did headlines.
No, you got Henry.
Conspiracy theories. Like, we did a lot of informative shit.
Yeah.
Made it funny.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we've done conspiracy theories. We've had our friend Dave Albert come on.
Yep, that was a serious show.
We did that one. That one was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, up my alley, and I know it's up Randy's alley, because I know a lot about that.
Yeah, it was informative. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was, like, when people get mad, like, we had people at work get mad at us. But it's like people getting mad at like a stand-up comedian. It's like, okay, Chris Rock might say a white joke, but he also says black jokes.
Hey,
like,
we always get slapped by Will Smith. You never know.
Right. Like, don't get
Will Smith might barge through the door right now and go.
Where there's a will, there's a slap.
Exactly.
But don't expect comedy and then get offended. Like, if you're going to get offended, then, you know, and that's crazy.
The person that did get offended still talks to me like we're friends, which I'm cool with because I think the person's cool as shit. I've never mentioned it to them and be like, hey, by the way, I know this is not work related, but I heard this and I wanted to tell you. It's never really came up. And the person's so cool with me, like we've always been. So I'm like, apparently you weren't too offended that you're not like speaking to me or whatever. You still have everyday conversations with me.
Right.
And in this day and age, you know, being politically correct, what does that even mean?
No.
Right.
And the thing is, like I said, we're going to make fun of you.
Look at Biden. Is he even politically correct?
No one's politically correct.
Well, he wasn't when we started this podcast.
Maybe.
But the thing is, we're going to make fun of Mexicans. Vinny's Mexican. We're going to make fun of little chubby fucking white chicks. I'm a chubby fucking white chick. We're going to make fun of tall white guys. Eric's a tall white guy. We're going to make fun of Randy because he's Randy.
I'm a big fat dude.
I mean.
two episodes ago, he... Bird to me, and it was funny.
Yeah, he did. Because we don't know what we didn't know what gender.
You know, like take the bird. It's all fun.
That's so funny.
So at this time, you know, I want to just go around you guys and just hear your guys' thoughts and you know your feelings of the podcast. Because, like, you know, to me, this is an achievement for myself. You know, 1 year later, dude, and we're still going, and we're still gonna go strong.
I think it's an endeavor for all involved.
And we didn't
know, you know, when you thought, you know what, I'm gonna jump into this shit fucking heel deep, we didn't think you was gonna go head first.
No, legit. Nope. Head first.
You gotta think before you swim.
Heel deep. Totally heel deep. Yeah, he jumped in and fucking shit was up to my fucking eyebrows.
Right, so I want to take the time and, you know, I'm gonna go around the room and I want to hear you guys's, you know, thoughts and how you're processing it, like, because you know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It really is a lot of work, you know, promoting and putting it out there. You know, like, takes time.
The merchandise.
And the merchandise is kind of like, eh. We'll get there more, but you know, but I want like Randy, like what does the podcast, and just tell me your thoughts about the podcast. You know, it's been a year and you've been on almost about 85-90% of the episodes. So let me hear your thoughts about the podcast. Like just, you know, good times, bad times shit.
Tell it from the mountain, Randy. Preach it, boy.
I think it's great. It's one of those. No, I love the podcast. It's what I look forward to every week, man. And you know, and it was just an idea of some drunk guys. I remember sitting there talking about it in your kitchen, talking about it, and I was like, see, that'd be so fucking good. Man, we'd make a good fucking podcast. And what does that mean?
Bring the microphone closer to your mouth.
It's touching my lips. Is that better for you? It's touching my lips.
That's what he said. Touch the lips.
Yeah, I can smell it now.
But no.
Okay.
Ew. God damn, you want me to act like it's the bean?
Hey, come here, girl.
Come on.
You look fine tonight. Hey.
Oh my God, I would run so fast. That's what happened to me downstairs.
Yeah. Back
to your thoughts, Randy.
All right, so.
Yeah, man.
And then, you know, but Vinny's made a dream come true, you know. We
just think a lot of people have listened to this podcast.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Thousands.
Yeah, dude. I mean, even people I didn't think would. You know, it's, it went from, I have some family that's, one of them's a teacher, and then one of them is, you know, a police officer. And, you know, I'm hearing that they're fucking listening to us.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, what? I was like, oh, my God.
Randy's like, please don't.
that's exactly what I said. I said, don't, please. Please don't.
Good thing weed is wrecked.
I was like, man, you know, it's just a couple of drunk people getting together and talking bullshit.
You know, like, when we first started it was called Four Friends in a Bottle. You know, it's four friends, you know, I got a lot of slack for it. Like, why is there more than four? I'm like, well, you know, that's just how things happen.
Because it's your four friends.
Right. Yeah. And then later on, I just kind of figured, I was like, well, me and the four host. My friends.
Yes.
Exactly.
Getting together. Because I'm the host. I can still have four friends.
Right.
You know.
We just switch them up a little bit.
Every now and then.
Schedules conflict and everything.
Hell yeah.
We're all family here.
Yeah.
It's all family here. You know?
100%.
And that's what it's all about, getting together, having a good fucking time, what we're doing.
Yeah. Share some stories, you know, whatever. That's what we do. Eric, like, what does it mean for you to be on the podcast? I know you got a baby on the way, you know, things might not work the way they do, but, you know, you've started the podcast and you've been on, I don't know, I'm not going to put a percentage on it.
Right.
You know, but you've been on it quite, you know, for the first like 10 months.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, what does it mean to you to be on, like, on a podcast?
I love it. I think it's crazy. Like, something that we're doing, right now came from people talking about it, recording on a cell phone, on a kitchen table, just sitting there fucking around. Now we're in a studio.
Yep.
With coming to almost fruition. 300 followers.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, it was like 267 or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of people. We just started it like, hey, we're funny as hell. We're going to rewatch it later.
Yeah.
For us.
Yep.
And then almost 300 people like it too. Like, that feels that's really good. Because, like, it's good that we think we're fun.
Oh, I know we are
270
funny.
People. We are 270 hilarious. Other people think that we're funny too. We were runner-up. Yeah, no, they know. They love
it. Like, we could go do like a comedy show.
Right.
You like, know, and like close to it. Do fucking some live shit. Like,
yeah, we can go sit down on a fucking stage and be like, just bullshit.
Yeah. We went from a kitchen table to runner-up for Best of Toledo in less than 1 year.
In less than 1 year. Yes.
That's pretty
new.
Yeah.
Brand new podcast to come out and get runner-up.
Like, I love it. I think it's great. You know, it's good to sit around, just talk, just bullshit, have fun. And then it's great to know that other people think that we're funny too. so that other people can hear us and have fun with us while we're having fun doing it is amazing. It's the best feeling in the entire world.
So I'm going to give a shout out to our cousin, Kimmy Dawn. She ended up messaging me and Tiffany on Messenger one night.
Heartfelt. So heartfelt.
Very heartfelt. You know, her favorite person is you, Uncle Rick. She wants to meet you.
Me?
Yeah. Yep.
But she ended up messaging us one night and said, you know, she was going through a tough time in her life. You know, she listens to podcasts.
Yeah.
And she might be biased, whatever, because we're related. But, you know, she listens to us. And she was really heartfelt and said, like, you know what? It's like sitting down with friends and just hanging out.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And that's what we do.
She said it made her feel so much better. It cheered her up. And yeah. She complimented me. And obviously, Vinny is fucking amazing. Yeah. And everyone knows it.
Everybody compliments Vinny.
She was like that. And she loves Uncle Rick. And she thinks it's so funny. And it helped her get through some tough times when she was feeling down. And she texted to me. And at first, I was like, I kind of knew who she was. But then, like, Vinny was like, yeah, it's my cousin. And I was like, I want to meet this girl. And now, like, I follow her page, and her kids are fucking adorable, yeah, and I think, we really need to go see her.
And Vinny told me she came to
yes, his and yeah. Vinny slept through it.
Yeah,
I got off of work early, and I went night-night.
She came to the where?
It'll happen.
To Vinny's house, and Vinny slept through it, because I was like,
and that's not
I almost left work
drive.
Early.
No, from Willard, no.
Hey, should we give a shout-out and try giving her a call?
Well, we got a plan. Well, we'll discuss it later on. This is top secret shit.
Damn
but
right.
Yes, you know, she ended up getting a hold of us and telling us that the show kind of helped her out in a hard time in her life.
I think that's awesome.
And it was like, oh, whoa, man, that's fucking cool.
And that's really at the core. That's all we're really trying to do.
I want her on the show because she's literally her and her husband, because if she is as nice and as kind as she seems, I bet her husband's just like that, and I want them both, if they could ever, fuck it, bring the kids. I don't even care.
Right. But on to Uncle Rick, Slick Rick, you know.
Man.
Like, when we started doing this podcast, you know, it was just a simple idea. It's like, fuck it. It's humor. It's comedy.
Yeah.
You know, let's just do that. Let's not get into the politics, the religions of the shit.
Yeah.
And we started doing it, and, you know, what were your thoughts coming in and doing this podcast?
Personally, for me, I thought it was a new adventure. You know, you've played in bands and had musical experiences, and I have too. And you know, you're younger than I am, and when it came around that this is what you wanted to start doing, I was like, you know, that's pretty fucking cool. You know, that's like you might be onto something there. You know, And as it progressed and as it matured, you know, then you start realizing, you know, that this might really be a thing, you know, and you have hope, you know, and you have dreams and aspirations. And just like the girl that you guys were talking about, I'm glad that, you know, as a performer, you know, you've performed in front of people and stuff, you know, and it's great. When
you're amazing,
it's great when you can change somebody's day.
Yeah,
and you touch them, you know,
and you know, it's just a crack a smile,
and the getting drunk with you motherfuckers has always been entertaining.
Always a great time.
Yeah, you know,
always a great time.
We're gonna really start recording this shit. Hell yeah! Right.
Might as well.
Let the cameras roll.
Right. The cameras are rolling. The fucking mics are going.
You know?
We're like Jackass, but just with words.
And
video.
You know, it's
a
testament of what friends can do, what people in general can do.
Yeah.
You know, when it lets you feel like, you know, as crazy as the world is, it lets you feel like, you know, everything's going to be okay. We still have each other.
Yeah. Aww, that was so sweet.
It's family style, man.
Aww. Yeah, we still have the means to hold it together.
Yeah.
With each other.
You know, when I thought about the podcast, like when we started doing it, I thought like in my head, like, you know what? It's just come sit down with us. Come have a drink. Go clean your house. Go fucking do your homework. Just listen to us.
Yeah.
You know, we're not asking for much. You know, we're not asking to be fucking Joe Rogan.
Not asking anything.
Not yet.
Not yet, but still, you know, it's like, you know, yeah. We're just here to fucking just pass the time with you.
I like the way we interact. You know, we have the giveaways and the live shows and, you know, and
everything.
During the live shows, you can call in and talk a bit or whatever. And
I mean, we've had a couple call-ins. We had Nate Dickman call in.
Yeah.
That was a nice one.
Our good friend Nate Dickman.
Dave, that one night.
Looking back on it all, you know.
Yeah, you know, like, it's, you know.
Ricky wants to be on the podcast. He wants to come and tell some old stories.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw him when you guys came over. We were redoing
it. It was nice meeting your kin.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a me.
Yeah. I can't believe anybody would fuck you.
well, nobody can do it like I can.
I can't believe anybody would fuck anybody in this room.
Oh, you're right.
But going on to that, like, Tiff, like,
hey,
you know, what was your thoughts?
Well,
you know, I probably thought it was stupid. Like,
No, I never. Yeah. No. So I've always been obnoxious. As Eric can tell you, I've always been like outgoing or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So then meeting Vinny, going back, I met somebody that was like hilarious, but like not as outgoing. But like we bring the best out of each other. And then bringing Eric in and we're sitting at a table all of a sudden from work. We is how we gathered. And we're all sitting there and we're like fucking laughing our asses off, just drinking, just like talking about work and whatever. And then all of a sudden, Eric starts recording us. And then all of a sudden, Vinny starts buying stuff. And we're sitting around a table just fucking. And Vinny's trying to set up mics. And we're trying to find the perfect way to do it with this big-ass wooden table. Then we start inviting people on. I have so many pictures. I'm going to have to post the old pictures because they're fucking great.
Well, you're a shutterbug, though, too.
Just all the thing. And then, like, all of a sudden, Vinny was like, I was looking at the studio. And all of a sudden, we got the studio. And Vinny is the mastermind. He's fucking amazing. And I've said this so many fucking times before.
I know.
And, ew.
I know.
Vinny.
I'm going to.
And just, like, every weekend, I look forward to this. This is what gets me through because everyone knows where we work. And we work 4/10s, sometimes 5/10s. Amazon is
the greatest place to work.
It's the greatest place. But, like, you need something to look forward to. You need something exciting. And
friends.
Sleep just isn't it. Like, yeah, we love sleep, but I can't really say that because I go to bed at 8:30. But I just need something to look forward to every weekend and coming and spending time with the love of my life, my best friend, my now uncle, and my now cousin. And I get to look forward to that every fucking week. And we get to talk shit. And then
week.
And then we start at a fucking, like Eric said, at a fucking table in a fucking house. All of a sudden we're here and then we're going and I have to wear a fucking dress to go to Best of Toledo because we got runner up within less than a year.
Yeah.
Like that's fucking fabulous. Never in my life that I think I'd fucking be here. And I love it. And I hate all of you. Like and I want to spend the rest of my life with all of you.
I don't think any of us thought that was going to happen.
And like, you know, broadcasting.
Oh. Yeah, the Best of Toledo thing, that was really like, oh shit, really?
If you get me in a dress, that means we did something.
Something's
that means something.
Something's happening.
Uncle Rick had a button up on. We were fucking doing something.
I even put my Sunday pants on.
He put his Sunday pants on.
Again.
So on top of that, man, I'd like to thank all you guys, you know, from the bottom of my heart for joining me on this journey. Because we all did it together. This is the OG crew. This is where we started.
Whoop, whoop.
1 year later,
whoop.
We did it.
We did it.
We're might gonna not be making no money.
Who cares? We're having fun while we do
it. We are having fun and we're enjoying our memories together.
What I think about it is, you know, you get grown ass adults going out there playing softball or going out there bowling. And, you know, that's what they're doing, you know, right now as we're sitting here on this podcast.
What, you want to go bowling?
I'd love to go bowling.
Eric, you're not allowed. You're cut off.
You know, like on Friday, on the weekends and shit. Like, I was in a drunk bowling league. I'd go golfing to go out there and get drunk. I wasn't out there to go out there and be the best, but I went out there to have fun.
Fun.
Have laughs. I could drink some beers and bullshit.
Yeah, as long as you have fun, you're good.
And try to just, you know, just try to relate to one another that you're out there doing the shit with.
Yeah.
And this is always fun.
And that's what it's about.
No, just trying
being together, having a good time, you know.
And helping somebody through their day. Even if it's that. Helping us through our day.
Yes.
Our day. Making us fucking a better person.
And thank you, all you listeners, make us feel fucking fabulous.
Yeah.
Just seeing you subscribe or listen, or people at work that come up to me that I've never talked to in my life tell me, congratulations for Best of Toledo. Never talked to these people in my life.
Yeah.
They come up and say, congratulations, you guys are awesome. And I'm like, that just makes you feel good. And I thank every single one of you.
Yeah.
All of us awesome. Do.
Like yeah. I thank all of you. I thank all the viewers and listeners. And Vinny, because
we
were like, hey, we're going to do a podcast. And he said, hey, we're going to do another podcast. I'm like, oh, that'll be cool. He was like, no, I bought mics.
Like, by the way.
Switchboard, like, he had all the equipment.
Remember,
are you kidding me? If it wasn't for Vinny, we wouldn't have anything. So
we'd still be on Eric's phone if it wasn't for Vinny. Right?
If it wasn't for Vinny, we wouldn't have any of it.
No,
it's all because of him.
Come over,
thank you, Vinny.
Come over for game night one night.
Hey, brother.
He's got his fucking microphone.
Cheers to Vinny.
Well, yeah.
Cheers to Vinny. And Crown Royal sponsor us.
Thank you guys for bringing your personalities, your smarts, your voice, and everything along
come
with
a family.
It. You know?
I just come because I'm pretty.
I know.
Yeah.
And for the crown.
But I feel like I could talk to you guys about anything.
The crown, know, I'll be
not
there.
That I would, because I don't want to scare you or anything. But right. Yeah.
So we're going to cap this off because we're running out of time. We got more people to come on to thank and everything. But, you know, it's a lot of work. And hopefully we can all still keep doing this, keep going forward, and fucking make the best out of this. You know, I'm in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, you're stuck with me, baby.
I ain't got nothing better to do.
You know, regardless of like what's going on in our lives, like sometimes it's shitty. You know, it's just shitty.
Yeah, life's just shitty.
Life sometimes
shitty. Hold on, I got to do one more shout out.
You know,
it sucks.
But shout out.
You know what? Like Putin says, I'm the right bear.
You know, I'm
naked.
I'm just scared. I'm just scared of what happened to my work schedule, you know?
Why?
No, we got you. We'll figure it out. But I just want to give one more shout out.
One more.
If you know me personally, you know me and Howard have been together since like 2018. Howard is my hernia. He goes away.
He goes away next Friday.
Bye-bye,
Howard. Everyone knows Howard. If, like I said, if you know me, you know I have Howard the hernia. He is like my Hensel twin.
R.I.P. Howard.
He's my extra.
2017.
He's always in the way.
He's always in the way, but everyone say goodbye to Howard. He is going away. He's going back inside me.
Goodbye, Howard.
Just like
bye,
Vinny.
Howard.
Goodbye, Howard. We'll miss you.
Mandel.
Just the tip. But he's going back in. He's had fun while he was here. He loved being a part of the year podcast. As I've had him since.
He's the cast member that's leaving.
And we forgot to get balloons.
See, if this was alive, I would straight take a picture of the hernia and be like, in remembrance of.
Oh my God, that would be so funny.
Do it.
Oh my God, you still want to? We can post it on the thing. We'll post it on the thing. We're going to post it on the thing. In remembrance of Howard.
All right, let's play the cue music out.
Fucking said.
All right, thank you everybody for listening, and we love all of you. Remember to go check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, every major platform. We love you, and we will be coming back for a season 3. We love you.
Later.